Here's what you need to know with Joe.
Hey, Joe, are we going to act like Australians and fix our borders up?
Well, not quite. However, there will be some movement likely for us today. So at the moment, we've been banned from going to a lot of states. Greater Brisbane residents banned. So that'll change likely today. Essentially, there'll be a meeting of the nation's top doctors. At the moment, we're a national hotspot. That could change as early as today. At the moment, New South Wales, NT, ACT have already opened to us. Tasmania and South Australia likely today. WA probably are still a little bit down the track.
Are we ever going to get some consistency around the border closures? Because this is really destroying businesses and families. We talked about the stop-start economy yesterday and how it's destroying livelihood. This is not giving people any more confidence to want to travel.
Yeah, and look, we've seen a pretty quick response to the Brisbane one. It's only been a couple of days. But yeah, WA, you know, they're closing to the whole of Queensland. So someone in Cairns, they're 2,000 k's away, can't go to WA.
You say New South Wales. If we go down to New South Wales, as long as we go to Sydney, we can travel straight back.
Correct. Yeah, and we can go there.
What's going on? Someone might give us a ring, 133353 at some stage. At the border down at, say, Coolangatta, is that travelling freely?
From what I've heard, I spoke to someone who came through over the weekend. Yeah, all pretty quick and easy. So, yeah, that's obviously positive. We should be able to travel elsewhere pretty soon.
But people from Sydney can't come to Brisbane.
Correct. And that will be a little while until that changes, that's for sure. So it's, hard to keep a track of. But, we as Brisbane residents should be able to go soon. Now, some questions have been coming in around how to wear a mask in the gym. Now, Queensland Health overnight's actually clarified some of the advice. Essentially, what the advice is to wear your mask to the gym as you're going in. However, if you're doing strenuous activity, you can take it off. So there's been a bit of confusion around that.
Oh, my God. All right. I'll give you personal. Yesterday, I went for a big ride on my bike, trying to get rid of holiday rum out of my system, etc. Okay. Sweating like buggery. When I got to the gym, went to the gym, first time in 6 weeks I've been to the gym, almost drowned the amount of sweat. And I started doing some heavy some stuff. I couldn't breathe, and I go, "Oh my God, it's horrible." It was horrible. So I can take the mask off at the gym if I'm rooted.
Yeah, exactly right. I felt a bit faint yesterday when I was doing a bit of chest. And
I've come up with an alternative. I saw a video yesterday of a man who had folded two masks in half. He wore one mask on the top and then one mask on the bottom half of his face so that he could still talk and drink and all of the things.
You look like a Muppet.
I don't think the mask is very effective like that. No, you've sort of got a gap in between the two.
Yeah, no, but you've got to take it off to eat and drink. So this way, you're still kind of partially covered.
Have you seen the video doing the rounds of the girl using half her bra as a mask? You know, one side of her bra, but then a girl with really large bosoms, she uses her and covers her whole head.
That would be me.
Yes. Oh, don't show off.
Hey, look, just a final point on the COVID stuff. It'll be a big story that develops today. The major vaccine the government has bought for Australia, the AstraZeneca vaccine, the phase 3 trials have revealed it's not as effective as first thought, only 62% compared to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which are 95%. So,
hold on.
How many did we buy of that, Joe?
53.8 million doses.
Can we flick them on to somebody like Japan?
I love that they're encouraging a 62% effective vaccine for something that's 99% recovery rate on.
And look, that's not enough to get the herd immunity that's required. So some big questions of the government around the vaccine purchase.
All right, that's going to be the interesting thing as we go forward. But, you know, people say, oh, I don't know what's in this vaccination. I'm not going to have it.
No one's taking it.
Hold on. But all those people have eaten a hot dog.
If you've done a shooey, you can have the vaccine. That'll be the theory. And just to finish, Coon Cheese, this has been under fire for a while, the name of Coon Cheese.
It's been deemed racist.
Yeah, that's
right. Correct?
That's right. So it will officially change. It's now going to be called Cheer Cheese instead.
Cheer.
Yep, that's it. So,
is there a cricket sound or something there, David?
There certainly wasn't any cheering at the name.
Guess
change.
Who's about to go out of business?
But that was his name.
It was, yeah. Edward William Coon was the American bloke that created the process to make Coon Cheese, they're renamed.
And I understand
who's Cheer then.
I'm not sure.
No one's cheering.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. So that'll be that's just been come out now. Is it the Cheer Cheese?
Yeah, good.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much. We'll see you at 6:30.
Low point to finish.
Yeah.
Next time, finish on a high, please.
All right, we'll do it.